President Trump is the first presidential candidate ever to not pledge to accept the results of an election. And over the weekend, he doubled down, saying that mail-in ballots, which are always counted past Election Day, shouldn't be. Well, the president's detractors are taking him seriously. Thousands have been mobilizing under the national umbrella group Protect the Results to nonviolently resist what they see as a possible Trump power grab or coup. One of the groups involved, Choose Democracy, has been holding online training sessions in nonviolent resistance, something 82-year-old founder George Lakey has some experience with. A Quaker, he wrote the manual for the Mississippi Freedom Summer activists. He joins us by Skype from Philadelphia. George, welcome.
Thank you.
What is Choose Democracy?
We were a team of people who knew each other and thought, hey, we need a vast social movement that's ready to respond in case there is a power grab after the election. And the way to do that would be to develop trainings and get an online presence, a pledge of resistance so that they can sign it, which means that if the worst happens, which we hope it won't, then people can be clearly nonviolent in order to make sure that we will be successful.
Well, coup is usually a word that goes with a military action. Do you really think that that's possible?
I don't think that it will be a military action, but there are other sources of force, right? There's, first of all, just his being backed by the Republicans, which after all have a majority in the Senate. And also, think of all those irregulars, I call them, scattered around the country in formations of militias, for example, and Proud Boys and so on, who he asks to stand by. And what does that mean? So, you know, if he were to be this reckless, and I really hope he won't, we need to be ready.
Well, training them to do what?
Training them to resist nonviolently. We've done the research on how people have been successful in other countries when they have faced a power grab of one sort or another. One of the lessons is that it really pays to do a broad mobilization of people rather than just the usual suspects on the left, you might say. People who have centrist politics, or even people who are right-wing on a number of issues. But when it comes to democracy, that's something they really believe in, and they would rally to defense of democracy.
Actually, one of the people who's advised people around the world how to protest autocratic regimes is an American, Gene Sharp, who wrote a book called From Dictatorship to Democracy. Serbians say his teachings enabled them to bring down Slobodan Milosevic. Are you studying his words by any chance about nonviolent protest?
He was my primary mentor. In fact, he was the one who guided me in graduate school to do my own research in nonviolent struggle. And I've tried to follow his example. I've led over 1,500 workshops on five continents. Even though he's now passed away, I very much feel him having my back.
Well, that's so interesting. We actually spoke to Gene Sharp. This was in, I believe, 2011. And he talked about what his idea of, you know, nonviolent dissent means. Let's listen.
Oh, that's so good of you to do that. Yeah.
At the beginning, you use these symbolic methods, like picketing. That won't bring down the government. To bring down an oppressive regime is to pull out the supports from the regime. It's like a table. If there are termites eating those wooden legs, eventually they get very wobbly. Eventually will collapse.
So the thinking being that government can't govern if the people aren't participating?
That's exactly right. And in our training, we teach people that metaphor, various pillars that need to go along with the government in order for a government to be successful. When those pillars buckle, the business community, police, the media, and so on, that's when the coup plotters fail.
So you would encourage people to write letters, to go to people's offices. Again, this is nonviolent. To try to persuade people in those pillars to join your effort of dissent. But also, there are all these teachings, and again, Gene Sharp lists something like 90 of them. People in Iran, in an attempted uprising, they were actually charged with using the teaching of Gene Sharp. That's what they were arrested for. But it's everything from sit-ins to lay-ins to pray-ins. What might people use if this comes to fruition?
Well, one of the most powerful methods is a strike, which doesn't happen to be a very strong part of our culture here in the United States. And yet, Rochester, New York, the Federation of Labor, has already come out saying if there is a power grab, they will declare a general strike in Rochester. And that has set the labor world abuzz. In fact, the national AFL-CIO called a meeting of major national unions in order to compare notes on what it would be like to have a general strike. But also, individual citizens can do other forms of striking. Like one strike is a consumer boycott. Holiday season's coming up. We could tell business leaders, we're not going to do holiday shopping until you come out firmly for democracy, for every vote being counted.
Okay, so a couple questions. You have been doing protests your whole life. Many of the people who are going online to consider this have never done it. Are you worried that you might be encouraging people to go out into a sit-in or a mill-in, which is when people go to an office and just mill around and not be prepared for the violence they might meet?
Oh, but we do. We build that into the training. I've been in protests that have met violence. I've been beaten up by, you know, a gang of sort of volunteer young men who didn't like what I was doing. I do know a lot personally about how powerful nonviolence is as a response. And I also know from the research that that's what really pays off. And we can learn a lot from the civil rights struggle because again and again and again, Black people in the Deep South were able to meet violence successfully through nonviolence and minimize the injuries that occurred to them.
Well, what about, though, the millions and millions of Americans who support Donald Trump? They've been told by President Trump that Democrats are rigging the election. That's the reality they are hearing, even though we know that that's false. They are citizens with a different opinion from yours. But also, as you said, he has backers and violent militias who are armed. You know, are you worried that you will end up being the citizens pouring some gas on the fire, so to speak, in the day after the election?
Well, I honor people's right to vote for Trump and to support him, of course. That's the nature of democracy. We disagree every time there's an election. On the other hand, it's not okay to do a hijacking job. And that's where we have to draw the line. And drawing the line is a contentious thing to do, you might say. Maybe we should shrug our shoulders and say, well, okay, we had a run at democracy and now we're giving it up. But there's no way that I'm going to do that. And there's no way that Martin Luther King, for example, would have had us do that. Because he always said the right thing to do is to stand up for the right. And that can require putting a bus company in Montgomery, Alabama, in financial jeopardy because you're boycotting the bus company because they're refusing to allow a fair seating. So there's always that edge involved in nonviolent resistance because it is a conflict behavior. That is the nature of it.
Well, Gene Sharp used to say that nonviolent struggle, people concentrate on the first word, they forget about the second, you know, that it is a struggle. But this is kind of extraordinary that we're talking in America about the takeover, in your eyes, of an election. George Lakey, are you prepared to accept the election if Donald Trump wins and most poll watchers say this was a fair election? Do you accept it?
Absolutely. I respect every fair election, and I will respect this one as well.
Yeah. George Lakey, co-founder and head trainer for Choose Democracy, one of several organizations across the country training people to resist if President Trump loses the election but refuses to leave office. George Lakey, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
And what a reminder. We disagree every time we have an election. We're Americans. We'll link you to our story on the man George mentioned was his mentor, Gene Sharp, who died in 2018 at the age of 90. And we'd also welcome your thoughts on his kind of nonviolent dissent at herenow.org.